It's been more than 20 years since Washington voters effectively banned affirmative action programs in the state. Now the issue is once again on the ballot in the form of a referendum. This time, voters will decide whether to uphold or to repeal a law passed earlier this year by state lawmakers. It would allow affirmative action in public employment, contracting, and education. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this preview.
In the waning hours of Washington's legislative session last April, something striking happened. Majority Democrats suddenly brought Initiative 1000 to the floor for rapid-fire, back-to-back votes in the House and Senate.
Senate Initiative 1000 on third reading and final passage.
I-1000 was an initiative to the legislature to bring back affirmative action in Washington. Specifically, the measure would amend I-200, which passed in 1998. It prohibited both discrimination or preferential treatment by the state based on factors such as race or gender. By contrast, I-1000 would explicitly allow the state to employ affirmative action policies, but with limits. On the floor of the state Senate, Democrat Joe Nguyen, who is Vietnamese-American, spoke in favor of I-1000.
All it does is it makes sure that everybody has an opportunity to succeed in Washington State, and that's why I stand in strong support.
But Republican Senator Sherrod Brown, who said her daughters are multiracial, urged a no vote.
My oldest daughter is in med school now, and you know what, Mr. President? We checked no boxes, and she got in, and we are proud of it.
After the measure passed the legislature, largely along party lines, opponents staged an angry protest in the Capitol Rotunda.
Vote them out!
Vote them out!
Let people vote!
Let people vote!
The following day, they filed a referendum to repeal I-1000. Over the summer, opponents gathered voter signatures and qualified Referendum 88 to the November ballot. One of the leaders of that effort is Linda Yang. An immigrant from China, she worries that under I-1000, Asian students will be denied admission to college in favor of other racial minorities.
People knows if, you know, we allow to use race as a factor, our kids are going to be discriminated.
And Yang says immigrants arrive as outsiders with no political clout, and education is their only route to the middle class.
We come here, we don't have root. We build everything from scratch. You know, if we can do it, I think, you know, everybody can do it.
Proponents counter that I-1000 is needed to help level the playing field and address historic inequities. And they say I-200 has done damage in the 20 years since it passed. For instance, they point to a state analysis that shows a dramatic drop in the percentage of state dollars spent with minority and women-owned businesses. The proponents include all three of Washington's living former governors, including Democrat Gary Locke, who was the first Chinese-American to be elected governor.
Initiative 1000 does not seek to overturn Initiative 200.
This was Locke speaking before a legislative panel in April. He said in 1998, the term affirmative action had different connotations than it does today. Then, he said, it was associated with set-asides, preferences, and quotas.
There's no preferential treatment allowed under Initiative 1000. Quotas are not allowed under Initiative 1000. The hiring and the admission of unqualified or lesser qualified individuals is not allowed under Initiative 1000.
Instead, said Locke, the goal of I-1000 is to make it clear to government agencies and universities that outreach and recruitment of women and minority candidates is okay. Where proponents say I-1000 will ensure fairness and opportunity, opponents call it divisive and say it will inject race into college admissions and state employment. The question now is, has public opinion changed on the issue since 1998? And given the choice again, will Washington voters choose to allow or disallow affirmative action? I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.